Welcome one, welcome all to highlights from Saturday's Texans Camp Foursquare, courtesy of the Foursquare Network. And pick things up, J.J. Watt serving to Hatley, over to Ankou, back to Hatley. And Watt handles it. There's Watkins. Watt, oh, that could have been danger had it gone a little bit higher, if you know what I mean. A little bit later, J.J. saw a sign in the crowd that said, "Hey, I've traveled all the way from Delaware to play Foursquare," and the youngster wasted no time, eliminated Christian Covington with the spike. But Covington, Watt, happy with what they saw, had to give the young guy a hand. And check out this sequence here. Mike Vrabel, they're diving, showing the champion's pedigree. He leads, and he leads by example. So if you're going to ask your troops to do the dirty work, you've got to do it as well. A little later, though, Vrabel spiking it over. And look at this, a dive by Watkins, and Vrabel eliminates Watt. And what a play there. The placement, just gorgeous, like a dove's teardrop. How about the younger Vrabel? He says to Friday's champ, "Get out of here." It was an omen for something that would happen later. And look at this, all the diving. We talked about Vrabel earlier. He was eliminated there. Here's Watt on the catty corner, and oh, some finesse by DJ Reader. That was a harbinger of things to come. How about the younger Vrabel with an atomic spike? Friday's champ is Saturday's slaughter. Sit down, Matthew Godin. And Watt said he wanted to make his presence felt, and he did there. The spike on Vrabel opens things up for DJ Reader, and the horn would blow. DJ Reader is your king. So does that make J.J. Watt a king maker? I think you could say so. Jubilation from Watt, from Reader. And Reader holding his arms up, showing off his socks that he's turned into wristbands. Said he wanted to thank the sponsors there. And we thank you for watching. This has been highlights from Saturday's Foursquare.